Stand and sing that song, The Heart of Worship. Amen. How many come to worship the Lord today? Amen. Give them all your praise. Give them all your worship tonight. Amen.
When the music fades and all is stripped away, and I simply come, longing just to bring, oh, something much deeper within. Through the way things appear, you're looking into my heart. I'm coming back to the heart of worship, and it's all about you, and it's all about you, Jesus. I'm sorry, Lord, for the
just sing that song, open the eyes of my heart, Lord, open the eyes of my heart, amen. And open the eyes of my heart, Lord, open the eyes of my heart, oh, I want to see you, oh, I want to see you. Open the eyes, oh, yes, open the eyes.
Your power.
Sunday, amen. Keep that in remembrance, amen. We have one prayer request here, amen, from Sister Julia. It says, please pray for Sister Karen and Brother Bill. They have been going through a lot mentally, emotionally, and physically with both of their health. Amen. So keep them in prayer, amen. I'm going to have a need of God tonight, amen. I'm just going to ask for the Simon to become lead us in a word of prayer, amen. Also for the tithes and the offerings.
Our heads. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, Lord, we're just gathered here tonight, God, Lord, and we thank you, Lord, for bringing us together, God, Lord, as one spiritual family, God, here, Lord Jesus, Lord, more real than our natural, God, Lord, and Lord Jesus, Lord, we're trusting in you, God, and we believe, Lord, you can even bring our natural family into, Lord, God, Lord, to make this rapture with us, God, Lord, and Lord Jesus, Lord, we thank you for calling us. Thank you for every trial, God, and every circumstance, God, that you'd use to try us, God, Lord. We have to come through just like Jesus did, God, through suffering, God, and through sorrows, Lord, and acquainted with grief, God, Lord, and, Lord, tough times, God, to make us soldiers of the cross, God, Lord, Lord, ready, God, Lord, to pick up our cross and walk, Lord Jesus, God, Lord, to trample through anything the devil would have, Lord, to trip us up, God, or to try and stop us, Lord, God, Lord, we're ready to go. Put our heads down, God, and put our faces like a flint, God, Lord, so we can just continue, God, Lord, to face the devil on every challenge, God, Lord, and go by faith, God, not unbelieving, Lord Jesus, God, not even a little bit unbelief, God, but, Lord Jesus, we want to put full faith, God, everything, Lord, of your faith within us, God, we want to press, Lord, and give to you, God, Lord, and Lord, bless the saints for coming out, Lord, bless the tithes and offerings, God, and Lord, anything, Lord, that's on someone's heart, God, Lord, a testimony. We ask, Lord God, you'd answer it, God, Lord, Lord, in your kind way, God, your gentle way, God, Lord, and we just love you, Lord. Bless the song leader, God, bless the musicians, Lord, and Lord, be with our pastor, God, as he brings the word, God, Lord. We love you so much, Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.
I want you to sing that song, "The Day of Redemption is Near." How many believe that, amen? You see the signs in the heavens, signs all over the land, amen, earthquakes in diverse places, amen. wars and rumors of wars, but we know our redemption draweth nigh. Look up.
Oh, nations are breaking and Israel's awakening. The signs that the prophets foretold. The Gentile days numbered with horrors encumbered. Eternity soon will unfold. The day of redemption is near. Man's hearts are failing for fear. Be filled with the Spirit, your lamps trimmed and clear. Look up, your redemption is here. The fig tree is growing, Jerusalem.
Song, the love of Jesus is so wonderful. How come you can raise your hand and say that their testimony that the love of Jesus is wonderful? Amen. He's been wonderful in all of our lives, every day of our lives. Amen.
The love of Jesus, the love of Jesus is so wonderful. The love of Jesus, oh, wonderful love.
Sing that again.
The love of Jesus. The love of Jesus. The love of Jesus. Oh, wonderful love.
So high,
so high. You can't get over it, low. You can't get under it, wide. You can't get around it. Oh, wonderful.
The love of Jesus.
The love of Jesus. The love of the love of Jesus. Oh, wonderful.
of applause, saints. Amen. Let's just sing that song again, amen. We get to the so high, I want to see you guys jump as high as you can because Jesus is that high for us, amen. Just sing with all your heart.
Oh, the love of Jesus is so wonderful, the love of Jesus. The love of Jesus. Oh,
once again.
Oh, now the love.
Aren't you glad it's higher than you can jump, lower than you can go, amen, because then we can't get away from the grace of God, amen, amen. Let's just sing that song, O Lord, send the power just now, amen. How many need that Holy Ghost power, amen, the love of Jesus Christ in your life, amen, as our brother Cam prepares himself to come, amen.
They were in an upper chamber, they were all in one accord.
Yes, Lord.
When the Lord, send the power just now, and oh,
Good to be in the house of the Lord this evening. Amen. Praise God. You may be seated just for a moment here. Good to be a Christian this evening. Amen. Good to be in a place where God can meet us when we're all together. Good to see Sister Lynn on a Wednesday night. Praise God. That's all right. You know, a lot of times we say all right, we actually, when we say that, we're saying like okay. I said, you know, I want to start taking the word all right personal. That's all right. So praise God. Amen. But we certainly love God, don't we? There ain't nobody like him. He's a savior, he's a friend, he's everything to us, amen. They will sing that song. He's everything to me. My father, my brother, my sister, and my mother. I said that in a little bit different order, but he's everything to me. He's everything to me. For he's my father, my mother, my sister, and my brother. He's everything to me. Oh, he's everything. He's everything. He's everything to me. He's everything. He's everything to me. For I love him, adore him. I lay my life before him. He's everything to me. Oh, he's everything. He's everything. Hallelujah. He's everything to me. Oh, yes, he's everything. He's everything to me. Oh, I love him, adore him. I lay my life before him. He's everything to me. First verse, oh, yes, now. He's everything. He's everything to me. Oh, yes, he's everything. He's everything to me. He's my father, my mother, my sister, and my brother. He's everything to me. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Let's sing one more. Burn, burn, Holy Spirit, burn in me. Set my heart on fire. Amen. Is that your desire tonight? How many would like to get caught on fire tonight? Amen. You can see Brother David tonight too. Amen. See, he's going for the record for the most consistent consecutive Sundays at church. So we got. I'm one up on him, but Brother Steve might have him right now, so we don't know. Let's sing that song. Oh, burn, burn, Holy Spirit, burn in me. Oh, set my heart on fire. Oh, and fill me with the Holy Ghost and God's full desire. Oh, make me like the Christ of old, and healing and raising the dead. Oh, yes. And give me the power that Jesus had through the blood that was shed. Oh, burn, burn, oh, burn, burn, Holy Spirit, burn in me and set my heart on fire. Lord, fill me with the Holy Ghost and God's full desire. Oh, and make me like the Christ of old. Oh, healing and raising the dead. Oh, Lord, give me the power that Jesus had through the blood that was shed. One more time, oh, burn, burn, Holy Spirit, burn in me. Oh, set my heart on fire. Oh, and fill me with the Holy Ghost and God's full desire. Oh, and make me like the Christ of old. Oh, healing and raising the dead. Oh, give me the power that Jesus had. Oh, through the blood that was shed. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Let's jump into our Bibles this evening. Move to still continuing with what we've been dealing with for a little while here. Just trying to make this effective to you. I have some wonderful things to share with you tonight. Real simple. A lot of this, it's amazing how simple faith is, but how hard it is to get. Isn't that something? You think how simple that it's worked in all the ages. A flat out childlike abilities that possess faith. And you say, boy, faith should be up in here. And it should be. Amen? But by the grace of God, we just want to maybe work with a little thought this evening. Pray it'll be a blessing to you. If you had your Bibles, we'd like to start out in 1 John 4:16. After that, we're going to go to Mark 11:24 and finish on Galatians 5 and 6. In 1 John 4:16, it says, "And we have known and believed the love that God hath to us." Now, we're going to be working with this a little bit tonight. I'm already seeing this in a clear eye as I speak. God is love, and he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and God in him. Amen. So we'll be tying all this together. Let's go to Mark 11:24. If you'd like, turn through Bibles there. Amen. Mark 11:24. says here, it says, therefore I say unto you, what things soever ye desire, when you pray, believe that ye receive them, and ye shall have them. Oh my. Remember last time we were working with a God that hears your prayers. We want God to hear our prayers. Now lastly, Galatians 5, verse 6. Galatians 5, 6. It says, for in Jesus neither circumcision availeth anything, nor uncircumcision, but faith which worketh by love. Amen. Let's bow our heads for a word of prayer. Our most beloved Lord Jesus Christ, God, we just got done singing the songs, God, burn, burn, Holy Spirit, God. We'd ask, oh God, that you would set these hearts on fire, God. Oh God, set them on fire for the hearing of this word, God. Oh God, set them on fire not just to hear it, but to believe it, God. And God, to place a faith behind that, Lord. And Lord, I appreciate, God, all that you've shown, Lord, in such a short amount of time, God. But I pray, oh God, that you'd certainly touch the word this evening, God. Lord, I pray you get us all aside, oh God. And Lord, may the Holy Ghost come and speak, oh God. Oh God, how we love it, God, when you take us from our text, God, and you put us where you want us to be, God. We pray, oh God, you'd reveal this word to your children, God. And I pray, Lord, by simplicity, you would allow this simple God, this deep, deep God, who has revealed himself in simplicity, to make himself known to his bride. God, have thine own way, Lord. We have need of thee tonight, God. We just give ourselves wholly to you now, Lord, and asking, God, if there be any sin in the room, God, we just cast it far from us, God. And Lord, we just want, oh God, obedience, Lord, and forgiveness, oh God, that token blood, Lord, to cover us, oh God. Oh God, look at the Holy Ghost, God. Don't look at us, Lord. Oh God, for you are our righteousness, God. And because you have become our righteousness, God, we have become yours. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We love you with all our heart. And we pray in the name of Jesus Christ, believing, saying, amen. You may be seated. We had a title for this evening's sermon, we'd like to entitle it When Faith and Love Marry. Amen. So by the grace of God, we'll get into this thought this evening just a little bit, but I pray that it'll be blessing to you. I kind of get stirred up at some of these little things that come out so significant to me. And I pray this is significant to you. I believe that in looking at what we've covered in faith, I believe that things should just be multiplying here amongst us. But we understand that in a lot of things that we've covered, that if by the grace of God that we're out of fellowship with God, that he has a right not to answer our prayers. He has a right not to really give us the things that we desire, even though the Bible would clearly come out in the scripture we just read in Mark 11 and say, what things soever ye desire when you pray, asking, believing, you'll receive whatsoever that you desire. Amen? We want to be the type of church that gets to a place that everything that we desire, God gives it to us. Not that we sit here in carnality, but we are so lost in God that God would literally find his will being pursued and given wholly to a bride that knows nothing but his love. Amen? Amen. So by the grace of God this evening, we want to really jump into this. And I want to start out in a few places here. If it'd be all right, I want to touch a few things because remember, the Bible said that faith worketh by love. And I want to start right here with what love is, amen? Because love is not just some sort of an emotion. Love is something else, amen? So let's move in our Bibles very quickly to where we were in 1 John 4:16. I want us to notice here how John starts this out in 1 John 4:16. We already read this. And it says, "And we have known and believed the love that God hath to us." God is love. Amen? God is love. Okay? Love, it is the force that keeps the earth moving. Amen? And literally, the only thing holding back judgment on this earth is the love of God for a bride. Amen? Literally, if He did not love you, judgment would have already struck. But because He loves you and He's long-suffering that you move into His perfect will, which is the revealed Word, which is manifested, that He cannot allow anything to befall a bride who is to receive this type of prophecy. You are the prophecy. And remember, He said, heavens and earth shall not pass away until this word, it says, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word will not pass away, right? Amen. Amen. So everything can fall, but His word must be fulfilled. Amen. So no judgment until you're manifested. Amen. Amen. So you must come to the place that you know who you are. Not just so much as say, okay, I'm the bride of Jesus Christ, but you actually are manifesting God. Remember, God is love. Love is God. Not no filial human love, but agape love. Filio is what? It is a perversion, so to say, of agape. It's not on the same level. Remember how it's been explained to you before that filial love is a love for a spouse, and if somebody would cheat on you with that spouse, that you'd kill them both. That's a filial love. Well, I love them. Well, real love wouldn't kill. Amen. A real love would actually, what? It would die for someone else. Amen. Praise God. We're jumping a little bit here, but I want us to understand this. And it says that he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and God in him. So if you dwell in love, you dwell in God. What is love? I like it how there's so many ways that you can really look at it. But it says in dictionary, it says, to regard with affection on account of some qualities which excite pleasing sensations or desire of gratification. True love is God's desire to be with a bride. That's the reason this whole book was wrote. Because He loved you. That God would save a sinner such as I. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him shall not perish, but have eternal life. For God so loved the world. He so loved the world divinely that He died Himself for you. That was the expression of love. Oh boy. Not feeling too lovey-dovey tonight, huh? All right. Now I want us to look at this very quickly here. I jumped over because I wanted to finish this portion with this. God is love, but at the beginning it says, and we have known and believed the love that God hath to us. Oh, boy. I just don't get that. Do you understand how excited that should make you? If this was a revelation, this was such a revelation to John that he wrote it. That they literally, what? They knew, they have known, they were able to to have a revelation that God loved them. Not just known, but believe the love that God hath to them. Can you express the love that God has for you? If you were in a faith tonight that God really loved you, you would be a lot more excited. Just think about that. Because how couldn't you be excited to have the Creator standing right there with you? Now, I'm going somewhere with this, but you have to understand that you have to allow faith to have its place. You have to know that God loves you. He's always loved you. And He's demonstrating currently that He loves you. Not just demonstrate it, but it's got it to such a place that you believe it. We would like to say God's always mad at us. Well, you know what you did before you got here. 3/4 of you sped to get here. Well, God's mad at you then. Right? Well, He don't love me right now. I just sped to church. That speeding does not take away God's love for you. And there should be a conviction when you walk in the door and say, God, forgive me. Even if the cops, their legal limit is 5 to 10 above the limit. Well, how do you know that, brother? Because I see him doing it all the time. Yeah. Ask my wife. I always say, now how come he can drive 35 and a 25 and I get a ticket for it? I don't get that. He ain't got his lights on. He just got a car with lights on it. Now that's okay. They protect, serve, and defend. That's all right. God bless them. But you ever think about that? That God loves you so much that He would convict you, allow you to make it right, and then He'd forget about it. See, with God, there's a perfect forgiveness in so much as the fact is that once you you lay your sorrow before God and say, God, forgive me, it is gone. And the only one who remembers your sin is you. Interesting. But now we're still talking about faith here, but we're understanding the operation of faith. Remember, faith worketh by love. Love is an affection that is divine. It lays down for way over self. It gives. It is not restrained to a self-will or a self-motive. It is nothing but giving. Right. Eternal life is living for others. Amen. All right, so now let's move a little bit here. And I want to move a little bit with this thought here in Galatians 5:5. This will be a good one for you. You'll like this. Yeah, I'm going somewhere. Let's not try to come on. Hallelujah! Amen! Oh, you Pentecostals, I'll get you going. These chandeliers can hold you. You know that? Oh, yeah. When God's in that cord, ain't nothing can break it. All righty. Yep, I know some of you say, I can't jump that high. Don't worry, God's in you, you can jump that high. Galatians 5:5, it says, we through the Spirit, you through the Holy Ghost, through the Holy Ghost, wait for the hope of righteousness by faith. Now remember, what is hope? Hope is something that you're desiring way off. And notice what it says here. It says you're waiting for the hope of righteousness. Meaning that you are are not fulfilling that. But you, through the Spirit, are hoping for righteousness. By faith. You're not producing it. Hallelujah. Now notice what this is joined with. This is joined with our passage here. For we through the Spirit wait for the hope of righteousness by faith. So you get the Holy Ghost. Your actions still are not perfect with God. You still have a flesh. So you're hoping for righteousness. Why? Because if the seed of God is there, it is constrained by righteousness. It craves righteousness. It desires perfection. It desires to be God-like. Christian, Christ-like. But notice, you can only receive the righteousness by faith. By faith. By the testimony of another. Through the Spirit. Hallelujah. Okay, maybe you're not following me on that, but that's all right. For in Christ Jesus Christ, neither circumcision availeth anything, nor uncircumcision. Notice this. It's coming back down to a legalistic work here of circumcision. Okay? Neither one of them, circumcision or uncircumcision, availeth anything. The law availeth nothing. But faith which worketh by love. Hallelujah. Now, we're trying to show you something here because we're talking about a love that you must have. And if you have that love, you'll have faith. Because faith worketh by love. So if you don't have any love, you don't have any faith. Hallelujah. So now, let's move a little bit here. I want to get into this a little bit just to show you what love is. Because you see, we can read definitions all day long, but what does the Bible say? Okay? Now, notice this in Galatians 5:13. It says, "For brethren, ye have been called unto liberty. Only use not liberty for an occasion to the flesh, but by love serve one another." Notice, you are free. You are in liberty. But don't use your liberty to serve the devil. That's what that's saying. Now notice, but by love serve one another. So notice, when you want to serve your flesh, it says here that you serve one another. Talk about a happy church. If every time you wanted to give into a fleshly lust, you said, "Okay, I'm going to call so-and-so and tell them how great they are." Or you said, "Oh, I'm going to bake a cake for Brother Cam." Or chocolate cupcakes. Chocolate pudding, you know. But you see, what if you allowed love to constrain you instead of lust? You would have a machine that's working to the power of God. Now notice this. It says, "For all the law is fulfilled in one word, even in this. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself." If you want to know what love is, think about what you do to yourself and do it for someone else. All the gratification that you give yourself, you are supposed to, if you are in love with God, give to someone else. This is love. All the ways I want to give pleasure to myself, Every way you think of it, I'm supposed to be giving that to someone else. I am fulfilling the Word of God right here. All righty. Notice again, it says here in James 2:8, it says, if ye fulfill the royal law according to the Scripture, the royal law, what is royal? That is kingly. It is divine. It says, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself, ye do well. But if ye have respect to persons, ye commit sin and are convinced of the law as transgressors. So the royal law in fulfillment is what you do for others. This shows you love God. All right. So notice this. Of course, you love God above everything. But you know what? When you love God with everything, you just can't help loving God in someone else. Right? Praise God. 1 John 3:16. Notice it says here, hereby perceive we the love of God. I am perceiving the love of God. 1 John 3:16. It says, because he laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for the brethren. For who? The brethren. Brother. But whoso hath this world's good and seeth his brother have need and shutteth up his bowels of compassion for him or from him, how dwelleth the love of God in him? My little children, let us not love in word, neither in tongue, but in deed and in truth. Meaning what? There should be no flattery. When I said you call and tell someone how great they are, I'm not saying you call them and flatter them. But you, by perception, you see something about them that you like so much. When I look at you, I see you got the Holy Ghost. I really believe you have it. Oh, I saw you get baptized. Praise God. You're on your way. You are very good at getting to church. It's been so nice to have you here. I noticed that you're Brother Cam's big puller. God bless you. It seems like since you've been pulling, he hasn't had to preach so loud. Come on, but this is love. When you lay down your motives, your desires, so that you can fulfill what a pickup for someone else to help them to do what is according to the word. Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay his life down for his friends. Oh, Lord Jesus. Let me be an ox, God. Let me be a sacrificed beast, God. A burden bearer, Lord. Someone here to help pull the team, to help keep them in the goal, to keep them in the motive. Well, what is the motive? The motive is a body change. But before you get to a body change, you've got to see your body change. So, notice what he says, and I love this so nice, that he says, let us not love in word or in tongue. You see it? He's bringing it right back down. Don't you love in word or tongue? Oh, he's such an awesome brother. Well, if you never do any deed, or you say, oh, brother, you're so awesome, How are you showing that brother he's awesome? Brother Bart told me he tells me he loves me. He even gives me a little peck right here every once in a while. All the time, actually. But you know what? Yesterday, it's time to buy a shake. That brother runs and buys me a shake. I was going to buy him a shake. But he was showing indeed that he loved me. Even if I haven't went to Hong Kong with him for 6 months. So notice, it's not that you scratch my back and I'll scratch yours. But I'll scratch yours whether you scratch mine or not. Because this is a love here. Oh, hallelujah. All right? So this is what love is. It's deed and truth. You show me the truth. You say, Brother Cam, I really enjoy your preaching. You're always at church. Brother Cam, you're my pastor. You're always in church. This is the deed. This is the faith that you have in what you're saying. That is truth. Say, oh, Brother Cam, I like your preaching, but you never come to church. Well, you probably don't really love me, nor my preaching, nor God. Oh, Brother Cam, I really love God, and you never come to church. I don't believe that. Because the God in you would constrain you to be in church. Now, we understand if you got to work and everything, so I'm not trying to beat anybody up there. But I want us to see what it really is. When you have a love, it puts something forth. There must be an action behind the thought in the mind. Right? We can tell what you think about your children, what you think about your spouse, what you think about so-and-so in the church, because your actions, your deeds show what it really is for every one of us. This is our expression. This is the church. And if the church isn't expressing love in its fullest, we're falling from our first work. Means we need to repent. And notice in finishing up in 1 John 3:19, he says, and hereby we know that we are of the truth and shall assure our hearts before him. So this, your deeds and your truth, shown in love, this is your assurance. This right here shows you you're in the truth. You say, oh, brother, I wish this could be so much deeper. Well, what would this church be if this was here? Praise God. Now, I want to jump into this, some of these things very quickly here. And I pray that it'll be a blessing to you. And deep calleth unto the deep in 1953, brother, if you'd like to bring that up, in E6. It says, how many in here believe in divine healing? Let's see your hand. Well, that's the very proof that there's a fountain open somewhere, the deep calling to the deep. And God, tonight, I've believed it all my life by God's grace. He brought me to confirm it. He brought me to confirm it? Did he bring you here today to be the very proof that a fountain was open? Is that why he brought you here tonight? I was wondering why you were here tonight. If you're a real child of God, this is what you are to bring. That's a prophet. That's a child of God. Amen. And there's children of God sitting right here. Now notice he says, and tonight I'm still twisting wires. I found two wires that'll bring the visible power of God for divine healing into the individual. Now, this is getting somewhere. Look at that. Isn't that nice? He says, that's two things I find. One of them is love. The other is faith. And they're sweethearts. And when love gets married to faith, love always accompanies faith. When you love God enough to know that He can't lie to you, it'll create a faith in there. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Back up. Back up. Let's try to figure this out. But when you love God enough to know that He can't lie to you. You say, oh, I'd like to see that in the Scripture. I just went through that in the Scripture. You have to believe that God loves you. You have to have confirmed it, that you are a child of God. Well, what's that got to do with it? Because if God loves you, that means that He'd do anything for you. Not you asking favors. We're talking about the Word being expressed. And the Word brings the fullness of what it is. And it has been placed inside of that seed. And it's coming out to express itself. Now, wait a minute. We prayed on Sunday. How many of you said, God, I want the answer for this prayer? Anybody say that? Did you get your answer? That wasn't a trick question, but that's pretty good, sis. Because you see, true faith says yes. Now, whether you've seen it or not, true faith says yes. If it's just a hope, it says, well, it's coming. Your prophet said, he said, if Satan can keep you at that place of hope, he said, you'll never, ever get what you want. It's coming. It's coming. I got it. He's already gave it to me. Do I feel it? No. But has He given it to me? Yes. It will express itself. But remember, faith worketh by love. So notice this. Two wires, when they get twisted up, they bring the visible power of God on the scene. And these two wires, ladies and gentlemen, no ground needed. It's faith and love. You want to see God here? What do you need? First, you got to have love. Because faith worketh by love. So before you get anywhere with God, you just got one wire sitting here. You say, because everyone is born with an amount of faith. Right. Well, you got that little wire sitting over here. Say, oh, I got the Holy Ghost. Well, there better be some love there. You're a liar. So once you get that love, you can put that with your faith. And that will bring the visible power of God on the scene every time here. Isn't that awesome? It's that simple. You want God here? Try to have a little love. Amen. Now I'm bringing this one out to lay a little foundation for a few things I'm going to read to you. He says, when you love God enough to know that He can't lie to you, it'll create a faith in there. When you love God so much that you know God Himself can't lie to you. Right? What about something that God just lays in your heart? Do you love God enough to know that that's God? And if it's Him, He'll bring it forth? God ever given you a dream? Do you believe that's from God? And if you believe that's from God, if you put your, what? If you know God loves you and God gave that to you, you know He can't lie, it'll produce faith behind it. Hey, I've had some pretty good dreams. Some of you have had some pretty good dreams. I'm putting faith behind that.
Right.
But I love God. I say, God, I know this comes from You. I know the devil ain't bringing it to me. I love You, God. Well, what's the issue then? Is your God a liar? Remember, these two immutable things, that it's impossible for God to lie.
That's right.
God has written in His Word that He cannot lie to you. If He has laid something on your heart and you identify that's from God and you identify that you love that because you know it's from God, your husband gave that to you. Amen? Then it can happen, right? Since we're, just think about this. Long time ago, birthdays, Christmas, whatever it was. Even days present. But somebody told you they're going to get you something. What do you say to that? Yeah, they're lying. I'll tell you what. I know for a fact, whether she tells me or not, Sister Winnie's going to get somebody something. I hear Sister Wendy's coming to a birthday party. I have 100% perfect faith that she's bringing something. I have a faith that that's going to happen. And all I need to know is that she's coming. Because I know that about her personality. She never fails. But you see, I can sit there and I can look. And what if Sister Wendy says, I got something for you. I'm bringing a tie for you. I know she's bringing me a tie. You know what that means to me? I can produce or have an increase in faith just from the hearing that she's going to give me something. But I am accustomed to, even if I don't hear it, just from watching her characteristic, I know it's coming.
Right.
And it's probably coming from TJ Maxx.
Right.
That's right. But notice, I have built that much faith on someone, even if I don't hear that they're going to do it. So what does it make me think when I am told it's going to be done? I'm able to put that much more faith and confidence that I'm going to receive that. Brother, what in the world are you talking about? You have a perfect word that God has given you. And the promise is there. The promise is real. It does produce. Whether you hear from Him or not, you know by the consistency of this book, knowing that what was promised always come to pass. It should create a faith. Well, why? Because I love God so much that I know He can't lie to me. He can't lie to me. When He gave me a dream, He can't lie to me. He loves me. God's not a liar. Don't worry, Satan ain't going to give you that dream. Why is Satan going to give you that dream and it's going to destroy his kingdom? Why is Satan going to reveal to you that your family's saved? He's using reverse psychology. No, Satan doesn't use come on. Now you're taking Satan's reasoning. That's God. Satan should tell you that's God. Then you should what? You should be able to create an expectation that God is going to visibly manifest that from the moment He shows you. So notice, in finishing our quote, he says, that'll make you believe His word, and every word He said is positive truth, and accept it with an unadulterated faith that won't say no. It'll just produce just exactly what He said it would do. Notice, the deep calleth to the deep. The deep. What is the deep saying? What is the substance that's trying to work there? What is it showing you? And why can't you believe it? Isn't it amazing? We believe a liar more than we believe someone who can't lie. Satan does nothing but lie to you. He reasons you away from it. He'll take you down this road and that way, and he'll run you off and lies all the way down here when God simply says it right here. What's the problem? You just don't love God enough. We just don't love God enough. So notice, but if we got these two wires connected, it would produce the power. This gets me stirred up. Amen. Now, notice, Jesus Christ, same yesterday, today, and forever, 53. I love this. He says, in the 20 years of research of the Bible and talking with the angel of the Lord, and the many things I find here is two things. That is, love and faith. If you love God, just purely unadulterated love, you've got to have faith in Him. If you really love God with all your heart, with all your body, your mind, your strength, it has to produce faith in Him. Oh, don't you want to love God more? So now notice this. Our last one we read, and you can take it right back to the Word, of course, too. But literally, if you love God, it will create faith. It will produce it. And now we see it jumping right back around, that if you love God pure, unadulterated, above everything, you've got to have faith in Him. It'll accompany faith every time. Your love will. Your love for God. You see why this comes down to how much you love God? This ain't popular preaching. We'd rather hear something else. But it comes back down again to how much you love God. Well, remember what the Bible says. You say you love God and you don't like your brother, then you're a liar. Okay? Now notice, and when love and faith gets married, you ask what you want to and you'll have it. Oh, got one. If you have faith and love married, firmly committed together, united, it brings forth whatever you ask for, you receive it. So if I can make God my first love, get perfect faith in me, get perfect love in me, If I can get the Holy Ghost here, well, wait a minute. How do I get faith and love married? Well, God's wanting your love. He's wanting you to give Him everything. How can we say we love God and have the Holy Ghost and we don't produce anything from that? Except for self-gratification? I mean, you all know what I'm talking about. You get some free time. You don't say, oh, hallelujah, I got all night to pray to God. Well, come on. If you knew your best buddy was free, you'd say, ah! You'd be out busting out your cell phone, calling so fast you wouldn't know what to do with yourself. And then you'd waste your whole night. That's not wasting. We talk about God. But do you talk to God? This moves past some sort of fellowship thing, church. This moves to how much do you love God? I'm so lonely. Jesus was around His disciples so much, He couldn't wait to get alone. He'd go up to a mountaintop all by Himself. He'd say, you go ahead in the boat. I'm going to stay back here and pray a little bit. I'm going to go out to the wilderness for a while. Come on. He had that kind of a relationship with Himself. In order to keep Himself to optimum level, He had to have His time with God. Why is that recorded in Scripture? Because you must do the same. Why do you think you get all that stuff telling you up in your mind you got to do something? Do something or do something with someone. Somebody needs me. What if you prayed all? Come on. You say, well, I already do that. I can count the number of people showing up for prayer on Friday night on this one hand. Oh, I'm done. Well, wait a minute. I thought we loved to pray. Well, I'm praying at home. Okay, how many of you have prayed as long on a Friday night like you pray here? You all know it's the truth. We don't do it. Good heavens, Brother Simon's got to drive an hour to get here. But you know what? He literally gave 2 hours of their life. They gave 2 hours of their life to come here and pray for an hour. Or 2 hours. I'm ashamed of myself. I got done praying. Sister Beth's in there just praying her eyes out. And I'm just wondering, say, man, boys, what's going on here? It was strange because it's usually one of us are the last ones there, and it's over. And Sister Beth's in there just fighting away. And I'm sitting there, and I start wondering. Then I find out she's praying. Put the old boot to myself. I said, my God, shame on me. I should have been in there too. Oh, we're getting quiet now. Good, good. Now you got a reason to be quiet. But you see, how much expectation can we build when only 5 people show up to prayer? I, as a pastor, I walk in the door and say, wonder how many people are going to have tonight. I'm not here for that. But you understand what I'm saying? Because you expect everyone just to get right behind it. Because you know why we come here? For prayer. Because we believe that God is going to hear our prayer. God's going to answer our prayer. God's going to come here when we're praying. Isn't that our expectation? Isn't that our expectation tonight? Why are you here? If you love God, why are you here? to meet God? To have God do something? To hear His word and eat it and enjoy it and say hallelujah and it makes you fall more in love with Him? Faith worketh by love. You say, oh, I want more faith. Don't come to prayer. Don't come to church. You see? You say, Brother Cam, why don't we have a revival? It's Brother Cam's fault. I'm showing up to prayer. I'm doing everything I can. I'm failing too. Because you know what? We all need to build an expectation off something God has revealed to us. That He is God. And He's a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. Rapture's almost here. You know why a lot of times we fall off prayer? Even coming to prayer meetings? Because there's things that are more important. Or, plain and simple, you're not enjoying the prayer. You tell me. Oh, let me put this great parable in front of you. Brother Simon comes. I'm just booming through everybody tonight, ain't I? Brother Simon comes to prayer on a Friday night with four others. And Brother Simon's praying. And all of a sudden, the power of God falls on Brother Simon. And Brother Simon gets a gift he's never had before. And all he was doing is praying. And Brother Simon says, boy, I'm praying late tonight. I'm enjoying this. I'm getting a refilling from God. I'm seeing God do stuff. This is it. This is awesome. So Brother Simon goes home. The next Friday comes. Brother Simon has a chance to go eat Lee's chicken. What do you think Brother Simon's going to choose? No, Brother Simon loves Lee's chicken so much. I think he's going to move with what his love is. And he's going to pray about this. But if he loves Lee's chicken more than God, or he loves God more than Lee's chicken, I think the answer should be obvious in my mind. That literally, it shouldn't even be a contest. He would have such an expectation built from prayer. They say, I don't care what it's going to take. If God could show up like that, I want to be there. Just like it is at church. We get so frustrated. We get so stagnated. We say, God, you ain't doing nothing. But what are you doing for God? How are you showing God you love Him? Remember, what produces the power? You love God so much. You love God so much that it produces faith. You see why this is important now, don't you? And it's as simple as when you get faith and love wired together, married together, that you'll get everything your heart desires. I can't even fathom that. Can you imagine all the desires on your heart? And you have the ability to receive those. You say, brother, why are you blasting me so hard about prayer? Why are you getting mad about it? See, it's not God's fault that God doesn't come down at prayer services. It's your fault. It's not God's fault that God isn't coming down in this service right now. It's your fault. Because when you mix faith with the Word, it will produce every time. I ain't talking about some sort of a sensation or an emotion that we base our salvation on. But I'm talking about a marriage. I'm talking about a union with God. That it goes beyond sensation. It goes beyond power. And it shows you that you are His and He is yours. It is a love that is eternal. And it has been bonded by faith. God help us. God provided a lamb in 56. He says, what is it? Love conquers all things. Love the Lord with all your heart, all your soul, all your mind, with all your strength, and faith will accompany that love. You love God that much. Remember, we should be at a place right now that we pray without ceasing. All day long, we're talking to God. You put your pipe wrench on that fitting. Thank you, Jesus. That one tightened up good. Oh, God, have I told you I love you today? We're talking about culminating a relationship. Oh, I got this night free. Oh, it's going to be an all-night prayer meeting at my house. Me and God. You know why this stirs me up so much? I've never been able to get away from this. Is that your prophet said that God wants to speak to you. But he said, you do all the talking. And once you're done talking, you just stop. He said, if you just wait on him. Remember, that's about pretty much my favorite quote. I love it so much. And you hear his voice, 58. He said, if you just produce a faith that God will speak back to you. Do you understand what that really means? You love God so much that you know that He's right here with you. And the very prayer that you're saying is just like me with Brother Steve right here talking to him. I can see him. I can feel his presence here. I know he's right there. And I know all I got to do is talk to him and he'll talk back to me. That simple. And that's what's holding us back. We just don't love God. We love each other. We fellowship with each other more than we fellowship with God. But when does God take first place? When does it happen? I can talk about faith all night long. But it doesn't come down to faith. It comes down to love. How much you love God. Faith will accompany a love that has God number one. Now notice this. Now notice Abraham had to believe. Love God. To believe him. Abraham had to love God to believe him. Abraham believed for 25 years. And the only reason he believed is because he loved God that much. Could you imagine a God not giving you something for 25 years and you love him more at the 25 years than what you did at the beginning? It's no wonder that God could turn two human bodies young again, make them fertile, and bring forth a son. They had that much faith. You love him, and more you love him, the more faith will accumulate. Get that? So the more you love God, the greater your faith will grow. Well, why do you think the Bible says faith comes by hearing, hearing of the word? Because when you read the Bible, not as a theologian, but just because you want to know God and because you love God, that lets your faith grow. I'll be closing pretty quick here. I find this so amazing that the message, Desperations, it has so much, not just about desperation, but it talks so much about love and faith. In the message, Desperations, it says, now the word plainly states, if you want to put it down, Galatians 5, 6, faith worketh by love, faith worketh by love. And the only way that you can have faith is have love first. Because after all, faith is love's incentive. You know what incentive means? That which kindles or inflames. Hallelujah. So when you love God, it inflames faith. Now, if you don't have love, you can't have faith. See? I'm going to read this to you because I want you to be very careful to catch this. How can you have faith in your wife if you don't love her? That's in filio. Now, how about an agape to God? How can it be if you don't love God? If you're caught at a filio love with God, how can it produce faith? See why desperation comes into play? Oh, I want God on the scene. Oh, God. Oh, you know what we need to be desperate for? God. More God. Notice, if you said you loved your wife and never tell her about it, never sat down and make love to her, expressed it to her, kiss her, hug her, tell her she's the best cook in the country. All the things that you know, how pretty she is, how much you love her. If you don't do that, she'll never know. That's the way. If you do love her, you express it. This is pretty simple now, isn't it? Notice, that's the way we do to God. When we love him, we tell him about it. We sit down and we adore him and worship him. And see, love drives us to that. When you love God, you can't help but singing them notes that you can't sing. You can't help but being loud because you love to express your love to God. I ain't talking about wanting to be seen. How greater would this be if the only one we wanted to see us was God? Oh, God, I believe you're right here. I'm going to show you how much I love you tonight. You don't care what nobody thinks. When are we going to have people looking at you like you're crazy? If they're looking at you like you're crazy, they don't love God. Because if they love God, they'd be looking at God themselves. But they're worried about everything else instead of God. Which means God ain't right in their heart. Don't worry about them. You worry about you. Now, what if something has got to be done for your wife? Why, it'd throw you into desperation to get it done. What if somebody says your wife's got cancer? What if somebody says your wife's got TB and she's fixing to die? Yet, you'll do anything. See, it'll throw you into desperation. Why does it throw you into desperation? Because you love her. If you love God, it should throw you into desperation. About what? This is one of your main places to express yourself to God. I know you say, okay, I'm at home, da 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 da. Yeah. But you set this time aside to gather with a body, to express together. This is the most God you have to offer to God. Because as one, you're just one individual. But when you're gathered together with a portion of the body, what are you offering to God then? We're not made to just come as, I mean, understand this. I understand this is an individual work. But do you have enough faith that the body is sitting right here? What can God do through that body? If you show you love God, if the others show they love God, what will that do? Well, why do you think that brings the presence down? Doesn't always happen when you're all by yourself, does it? Rarely. I say to you, when are the greatest experiences you've had in Christian faith? Most times you'll bring it right back down to a church experience. Wow. 72, brother, says, and that's the same thing that it is. We must have love before we can have faith. And faith, when we have genuine love, what does it do? It pushes our faith out on the battlefront for God. When you love God in desperation, it puts faith on the battlefront. It didn't say the battlefield. The battlefront. You know where Uriah was? David sent Uriah to get killed. The battlefront. When you love God in desperation, that love produces faith that goes straight to the front line. Hallelujah. Genuine godly love for God and His Word and for His people will push faith out there. Love just takes a hold of faith and just, come on, let's go. Buddies. They hang out. They're married. They're together. It's that simple. It ain't gonna get no simpler than that. If you get God in desperation, faith is joined up right with it. It's gonna be there. It's gonna give you what you want. It's gonna give you what you need. It's gonna take care of you. Say, just keep that desperation there. Keep that love for God there. Keep it strong. Don't worry about getting lonely. Don't worry about any of those other things. All of us. Because it is all of us. You worry about making God your best friend. Don't worry about how much everybody loves you. You just show everyone how much you love them. Because if you love God, when you get in a kindred spirit, they're going to love you back anyway. Can't really help it. All right, about done. I'm not going to get it. Let me read a little bit more. 73. It says, John 14:23 says, if a man loves me, he'll keep my words. Now, you can't keep his words without having faith in what he said. Okay? So you see, if he loves God, then he keeps God's word. If he said, I'm the Lord that healeth thee, he believes that. Love makes him believe it because love dominates all. Let me say it like this. If you have a spouse, you know what? You do everything you can to not sin against that spouse. You do everything you can not to hurt his or her feelings. You try to make, you do the extra work. You buy flowers or you write him a card or you make him his favorite meal. You do everything you can to keep him happy. Or her. That's what it is. You are trying to please that individual so much. It's the same thing with God. Brothers and sisters, when you lust, pride of life, lust the eyes, lust the flesh, you know what you're doing? What if you did it against your spouse? If you're single, what if you did that against God? It's easier for a married person to relate to this. But it's really not. It should be easy for all of us to relate to this. Because you don't want to hurt God. Because he's that real to you just as much as someone that you're looking at. He's right there with you. And when you do it, you just showed him that you didn't love him that much. Faith worketh by love. Let's stand. I'm not going to go any farther. You see what it is? It's not that your righteousness shows that you love God. Because remember, if you have the Spirit, through the Spirit, you're in hope of the righteousness. But you're doing everything you can by love. God, I'm going to do my best to follow your commands because I love you, God. Oh, I want faith, God. God, I want to see you do great works at Living Waters Tabernacle. God, I want to see you do great things in my life, God. Well, you're just going to have to fall in love with God again. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. It's that easy. But only the bride can do it. Yeah, it turned out to be quite a scorcher, didn't it? But how much do you love God? With every head bowed, I want you to close your eyes so you're not looking around. And I want you to examine yourself right now. How much do you love God? Is God first place in your life? Do you talk to God more than anyone else? Do you treat God like he's living, more living than you're living? You say, oh, brother, I thought you were preaching about faith. Don't worry about faith. When you get love for God in desperation, it will produce faith. What we need is to love God. How much do you love God tonight? If you're not satisfied with your love for God, don't worry, nobody's looking around. Would you just slip your hand up and say, God, I'm not loving you like I'm supposed to, God. I've weighed myself in the balances here, and I've been found wanting. I'm in need of more love for you, God. Lord, I've got to have more of you, God. I know I'll have it, Lord, when you'll have a faith move behind that love, when there'll be a desperation move behind that love, God. Lord, would you give me that desperation tonight? God, I want to love you like that, God. I want my first love, God. I want the Holy Ghost in me, Lord. I want it to produce, oh God, a greater desire for you, Lord. God, I'm tired of being stagnant, Lord. I'm tired, oh God, of basing my experience on a church or on a minister or on my brothers or sisters. I want to base my experience in a tent with me and you alone, God. I want it to be personal, God. I need a change in my life, God. Hallelujah. God sees all the hands that were up and are up. Let's just pray to him now. Why don't you express it to him? Talk to your husband. Talk to your lover, your friend. Let him know how you feel. As we pray, our most beloved Lord Jesus Christ, God, how we love you tonight, God. God, I thank you for this word, God. And Lord, I didn't know it was going this way, God. But Lord, I love it how you put things together, Lord. Because God, it's not a rebuke to the church, God. It's a rebuke to me, God. Oh God, we can all individualize this, God, and say, Lord, oh, how we're falling short, Lord. But God, I pray, Lord, that you'd see this vessel right here, oh God. Start with me, God. As God, they're praying, start with them, God. And God, bring an incentive, God. Lord, bring something to kindle, God. To fire up a relationship, God, in this church, God. Lord, back to our first love, God. Fill us with that Holy Ghost, God. That's the fellowship that we want, Lord. Hallelujah. God, forgive me of all my wrongs, God. Forgive me of all the things I placed before you, God. God, I don't even want to place a brother or a sister above you, God. I don't want to place a spouse or a child before you, God. I want to place you, number one, above everything else, God. Forgive me of my wantonness, God. Forgive me of my perverseness. Forgive me of my failures, my shortcomings, God. And God, deliver me to a better relationship with you, Lord. I pray, oh God, as the church has prayed right now with me, God. I pray, Lord, that, Lord, you give them their request in the name of Jesus Christ, God. Are we praying this prayer with a faith, God? Are we praying with a hope, God? I'm not hoping that you can draw me to a better relationship, God. I'm believing by faith that this is what I was made to produce. I'm believing by faith this is what this church is to produce, God. Oh, God, tear us from our unbelief, God, and draw us back to our love, our first love. God, kindle it, Lord, I pray. And Lord, help us this night, I pray, Lord. For the glory in Jesus Christ's name we pray. Believing that we'll receive our requests, we say, amen. Let's sing that song. Oh Lord, please light the fire that once burned bright and clear. Amen. Hallelujah. If you love God, just give Him a little bit of time. I'm not saying all night, unless you feel like it. But give God a little bit of your heart. Express yourself to Him just a little bit. If we sing this song, just worship Him how you feel He deserves to be worshipped by someone who really loves Him. If you need to pray instead of singing, that's okay. Just talk to God a little bit. Spend a little time with Him. It's okay. That's why we're here. That's the whole purpose why we come to church. If you need prayer and you believe that God can answer your prayer, don't move beside it. Come get what you need. Stand by faith that God gives it to you. Let's sing, "Oh Lord, You're Beautiful." Oh Lord, You're beautiful. Your face is all I see. For when Your eyes are on this child, Your grace abounds to me. Oh Lord, my body's tired. I'm tired of Laodicea, God. But You keep reminding me of many holy, tireless men who spilled their blood for Thee. Oh Lord, please light the fire. Oh Lord, please light the fire. Make me desperate, Lord. That once burned bright and clear, replace the lamp of my first love that burns with holy fear. Let's sing that again. And Lord, please light the fire that once burned.
sound in your ear.
much you love them now again. Oh, and I love you, Lord, and I lift my voice to worship you, oh, my soul, rejoice. Just sing that song, I worship you, Almighty God. There is none like you. Amen. And I worship you, Almighty God, for there is none like you. I worship you, O Prince of peace, that is what I want to do. I give you praise, oh, for you are my righteousness. Oh, I worship you, Almighty God, and there is none like you. Sing that again. Oh, I worship you, Almighty God, and there is none like you. Oh, I worship you, my heart like you do. There is none, and there is none like you. and I could search for all eternity, Lord, and find there is none like you. There is none, there is none like you. Oh, no one else can touch my heart like you do. There is none, and there is none like you. Oh, no one else can touch my heart like you do. And I could search for all eternity, Lord, and find there is none like you. And I stand in awe. Oh Lord, I stand in awe of you. Holy God, to whom all praise is due, I stand in awe of you. Oh Lord, I stand in awe of you. Oh, I stand in awe of you. Holy God, to whom all praise is due, I stand in awe of you. One more time, Lord, I stand. Lord, I stand. Stand in awe of you, Lord. I stand in awe of you. Holy God, to whom all praise is due, I stand in awe of. One more time with all your heart as we dismiss. Lord, I stand. Time, Lord, I stand.